going to give you my time slot, Catherine. Thanks. This is all my contact information. I have it in the beginning, so if you wanted to jot it down real quick, it's amyp@ecbt.org. And those are all our different sites that you can come to and look at our different programs, but you'll see a couple of them as I go along. I only have maybe four or five slides. We all work together on this presentation, trying to sort of slot different things that you can learn. Lisa giving the overview and Dawn kind of inspiring you to do all of the social media. And then I'm going to actually talk about two different specific programs. One is Dawn's I knew what it was called. Her blog. Dawn's blog and our blog, Every Child by Two's blog. So I'll just give you a little overview of basically what they're about and of course a little bit of background on why we're doing them. And then Trisha's going to follow it up with a really great, just quick teaser on a program that she has, which has taught me so much already. We were kind of already into blogging and Twittering, and I ended up going onto Trisha's webcast, and I learned so much. It's so much to take in, and it's a bit overwhelming, and I think that's probably my message, sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got into it, I got a little scared, I got really overwhelmed, and then we took a step back, and I think we're very new to this, and it's not an easy thing to do, but it's definitely worth the time. So this is the Colorado Immunization Coalition's blog, and I have really, I've been watching this quite a bit, and I've really learned so much from it. I can't reiterate enough how important I think it is for local groups to have their own venues out to the public. We have a lot of different national groups, you know, our blog, and PKITS has a blog, and I'm sure IAC is going to have a blog soon enough. But Lisa's taught me a lot about this as well. She had a great social media summit that really did inspire us to move forward on working on these programs. But I think the local level ones really speak to the public in a very important manner, and I think that, you know, California and Colorado and again Nevada, I really think that they're the groups that are taking the lead, and really if you just keep an eye on what they're doing, it kind of gives you an idea of what kind of messaging folks like to hear. And one thing I thought was really interesting during the H1N1 outbreak, I met a woman who was pregnant, 9 months pregnant, and she was from Gavi, and I was at a session with her in New York, and I said to her, oh, did you get your flu vaccine? And she said, well, I went to the clinic, and the line was 3 hours long down in Virginia. She was in outside of D.C., so I left. And then I got back to work, and I got a tweet, and it said that the clinic line was gone, and that if I wanted to come in, I should. And she rushed over there, and she got vaccinated in, you know, 10 minutes. And I thought, now that is the way you use social media. So this is the Colorado blog, and things that they do that really, I think, engage the public, they talk about what's happening locally, they talk about their local, the programs that they're working on, where you can go for vaccinations. This is something they worked on for Thanksgiving, and they did a Healthy Kids Thankathon, and they asked people to send in stories, and they were real personal stories. I sent in my story of my son who had influenza, and why I was so grateful that I could get him vaccinated, and how I was so grateful to all the public health folks, and it was really inspiring, and it really brought people in, and it gave a real personal face to their blog. And if you want to chime in anytime, I'm not completely familiar with everything that you do. I just keep an eye on it. One thing Dawn told me that she does is in the morning she takes the time to read the sort of the daily clips of the day. I'm sure she reads IAC Express. She reads Every Child by Two's daily clips. Gives her kind of an idea of what she wants to blog about. And I think that's something I've actually learned from that. I started reading my daily clips more because of that. And I do take the time now to print out specific newsletters that really do inform me, and it's hard to kind of assimilate all this stuff that's going on and then figure out what you want to blog about. I mean, you could blog every day, I could blog all day, but nobody has the time to do that. So you really have to hone down your message, and talking about the audience, oh, it is so key, knowing your audience and then knowing how to get to them, and I'll sort of talk about what we did wrong and how we've just recently hopefully fixed what we did. Is there anything on here that you want to cover though that I didn't?
No, that's good.
I think. This is the Twitter page, and I know that Dawn kind of talked about it a little bit. They do a great job at Twittering. I'm not a really huge fan of Twittering. So the other message I would tell you that Dawn already said this morning is find someone who enjoys it. I was supposed to be the face of ours, and I really didn't like it. So I'm making somebody else the face. It's important. It's a huge job, and to do it well, you have to keep people engaged. And apparently, people want to know what you had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They want to know you had ham and eggs, according to Lisa's people. And I don't care. I don't want to know, but people do. And so I think the people who are doing that have so many more followers mm-hmm. than folks who aren't Twittering often enough. I feel like a Twitter once a week is enough for me. They want more. People want more Twitters.
Yeah.
So here's where we learned. I think most of you are probably familiar with our Vaccinate Your Baby campaign. And you know I'm really enthusiastic about vaccines. Love my job. Facebook, it's overwhelming though. You have to have a specific person who is going to take this on. And I think when we agreed to do it, I was all for it, ready to go. I'll do it every day. I swear I'll do it every day. So that's my big message. If you're going to do this, do it and do it right. Make sure you work with your team, pick your person, pick someone who loves to be on the internet. But understand that you, in order to do what you want to do, you have to be informing people, not misinforming them. So it also means you have to read all the news. You have to know what's happening, and you have to know how to dwindle it down. And please, I can't stand misspellings either. So people just go out there and they, you know, send out the information. No, it takes a lot of time. You figure out the main issue. You figure out your blog that you want to post. You try to engage other people in blogging. And then the big thing that I think was confusing for us is we have our Facebook page, we have our website, we have our Twitter, and we have our blog. And every time you have an issue you want to talk about, you have to inform all of these different groups. And our Facebook page, you can kind of see where, like, the F is where you could go straight to our Facebook page. The Shot of Prevention is our new blog, and then there's the Twitter on the right. Well, this is the Shot of Prevention blog. If you wanted to have one message, apparently there's a way to link it all together. So now when we upload to our Facebook page, which I'm not showing you right now, when we send a message out, we have 4,000 fans right now on Facebook. And now when I send out a message to them, an automatic Twitter goes to those that are following us on Twitter, which makes life so much easier. Because sometimes there's a huge issue and you're out of town and you want to let everybody know about it, but you have to log into Facebook and you have to do your Facebook message, and then you have to log into your fans on Facebook and send a separate Facebook message to them, and then you have to log into Twitter. So anything you can do to sort of, you know, step back and think about all the ways you can link the technology to make it work automatically, it would be a great time saver for you. What we learn now from Colorado and from our friends out there is that knowing your audience, we had an audience that we thought would be the parents, and we were sending them messages. I was writing most of them, and we had some guest bloggers, and we were, you know, begging people to guest blog, and we had some really good blogs. But as we looked back on it, we sort of looked at our overall campaign, and we thought, who are we talking to? We started talking to ourselves. A lot of our blogs were very policy-oriented. It was about ACIP. It was about things that were happening. You know, the Andrew Wakefield story, yes, it was very important. But our audience, they're not parents yet, and that's who we want our audience to be. We want to talk to the parents, but we want to be the scientific evidence talking to parents. We don't want to just be another mommy blogger. We want to help inform parents with the facts. So we've redone everything, and just last week we hired a new blogger. So this is our new blogger. Her name's Christine Vara. She has 5 children. One is going into kindergarten, one is getting her HPV vaccine. And so she is basically going to start going through her journey of how she's learning about vaccines and all that she's learning. I've known her for a long time now. So she understands the issues. She's reading the Wakefield paper and she's giving her concepts of it. She's talking about people who are delaying vaccines or personal belief exemptions, and very, you know, she's trying to be a little bit neutral, but then engaging people in the science. And one thing that's really key is she's also trying to send people back to our information as best as she can naturally. So the more you can link your website with your blog, the better. So she might say, oh, I read this really great thing on California's website, and then this study came out, and it made me really wonder, am I doing the right thing? And I know people have questions, but we all have to think of it as a community. So the more she can link actual studies to a story, the better. And I think it's going to work beautifully. And our main goal is for it to become a place that you want to get to the public. So as we get more and more parents on there reading our blog, we're hoping that the AAP and the AAFPs and all the coalitions will want to come there and become guest bloggers. That's our main goal. This is, again, another one of her articles. She talked about the whole, the Dr. Oz piece that came out about the controversy about Dr. Oz and his misinformation on vaccines. But that's generally the whole concept. And I think, again, just take the time to really figure out how much time you're going to put into this. I thought it would be maybe 10% of my time, and honestly, it was probably 50 to 60% of my time when we first started. So just go into it with your eyes open. It's an incredible medium. I think we definitely all have to move in there. I can't reiterate enough that health departments need to open up access to it. I think that it's shameful that we're not allowing people to go on social networking sites in the health departments. That's where our community is. And anything we can do to help, we'd be happy to do that.